Greetings, Ghost Family. Sam here, bringing you the first of our monthly teaser episodes as we make our way towards the release of the first full season of Family Ghosts this fall. This month, I wanted to play a little clip for you that didn't make it into The Family Jewels, which was our pilot episode for the series. In that episode, as you hopefully remember, we meet my grandfather, Gil Smigrod, whose romance with a mysterious woman with one eye leads to the collapse of his family and career. That romance came about because his first wife died. And one of the moments from the story that seems to have struck a chord with listeners I've spoken to is the fact that my grandfather didn't invite his children to their mother's funeral. As my aunt puts it in the episode, she just left one day, and she never came back. So for today's teaser episode, I wanted to share with you some of the raw tape from my original interview with my mom and my aunt, when I first learned about all of this. I found it to be very revealing about their emotional dynamic with each other, the atmosphere in their house around the time their mother died, and how they all responded to the loss in subsequent years. This recording is from January of 2016, months before I actually pitched the Family Ghosts project to Panoply. At the time, I just wanted to know more about the story of Grandpa Gilly and the jewel thief. But as we were talking, I realized I didn't know much about their mother's death, or her life, for that matter. So I decided to ask what they remembered.
So we're sitting in the living room, and he comes in, and he says, "I need one to talk with all of you." And Mrs. Jones is there, and I think she's holding you. And he says, "I just wanted to tell you that Mommy died today." And so I remember that. What do you want me to say here? What do you remember?
And then what did you say, or what did Charles say, or what did I say, or what did he say?
Well, you were
crying. Right.
And at some point I asked if I had to go to school, or I said I wanted to go to school tomorrow. Did I have to go to school tomorrow, or something like that? But that's really what I remember. What are you remembering that you're saying is so... When you remember... Because, you know, we were old enough now. I was 12, you were 7.
I remember that he said, "Sit down, you know, everybody sit down." I can remember being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at us, he looked at each of us, and he said, "Your mother's dead, she died today." And that's exactly what he said. And then he didn't say anything. And he looked at each of us. I started to cry. I was on Mrs. Jones' lap.
I remember
you
that.
You said, "I have homework to do."
Probably.
Charles said, "Do I have to go to school tomorrow?"
Hmm.
And that was the end of it. And years later, I asked him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had a friend that was a therapist. And the therapist, he said, "My wife just died. What am I supposed to do? I have 3 kids here." And the therapist said, "You don't tell him that she went to heaven. You just say she died." And so that's what he did.
But, you know, one of the things that was so interesting is we knew that she hadn't been feeling well. But we didn't know what was making her not feel well. I mean, it's not like today. It was, or at least in that house, it wasn't like today. There was no talk about breast cancer. There was no talk. She had had a miscarriage, and then after that she had breast cancer. We didn't find any of this out really until much later. So it's not like we ever really knew anything. I think it was mostly tragic for her because she was really suffering by herself. I mean, she certainly didn't have... She didn't have no support system. You know, she was up there in that little room by herself. I mean, I would go up and get her laundry and do her laundry for her. She was totally removed from the world. The treatments were so horribly aggressive and there was no time to prepare. You know, she went in to the hospital and the doctor says, "Oh, we have to do a mastectomy right away." I mean, there was no... It was just savage. And she didn't, and we were just little kids. It's not like, or we weren't really that young, but we were totally uninformed. We didn't know.
We didn't go to her funeral.
Right.
Really?
No.
He didn't ask us to go, but I think that our cousins went. Other people went, but we didn't go.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Why do you think he didn't ask you to go?
He didn't want to, he said kids shouldn't go.
He didn't want to upset us.
Did you feel upset knowing that it was happening and you weren't there?
We didn't know. She just left one day, and she never came back.
I mean, I've never even been to her grave. Stacy's been.
I'm the only one that's been. And the only reason that I've been is because one time when I went to New York, the office said to me, it's time that you go. We're going. And so she took me there.
Your little bonding moment.
Oh, it was horrible. She took me there, and there are our grandparents buried there. Well, we never went to their graves either. So I was like, oh, wow, so this is where she went.
Well,
I have the piece of paper.
Wait, the time is... Right. Okay, by then they would have died also, because they died later.
Right. There was a spot for him, too.
Right.
And I keep in my jewelry box the piece of paper in case anybody ever wants to go with the directions how to get there.
It's somewhere in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. But nobody's... You know, I'm the only one that's gone.
Listening back to this tape, I realized I've never followed up with my aunt about that address that she keeps on the slip of paper in her jewelry box. I think I'm going to give her a call as soon as I post this, and maybe I'll go visit my grandmother's grave this weekend. It sounds like she could use some company. That's it for this month's teaser episode. I'm happy to report that we've gotten tons of great pitches for the fall season, and next month, you'll hear some preliminary tape from those stories as we begin the process of reporting and editing the show. If you're not already, please make sure you're subscribed to this feed so you don't miss those updates. And if you want to hear even more bonus audio, which won't be available anywhere else, make sure you're subscribed to the Ghost Post, which is our biweekly newsletter. To sign up, just send me a note at familyghosts@panoply.fm. That's familyghosts@panoply.fm. Each issue will provide you with lots of exciting photographs and notes from the field as we make our way through the production of Season 1, as well as updates on our release schedule and recommendations of great ghostly films, books, music, and poetry to enjoy while you wait. Thanks again to all of you for tuning in, as always. And I'll see you next month on Family Ghosts, where every house is haunted.